For more than a century, the federal government forced Native American children to attend schools that aimed to erase their cultures. According to Evers, Wisconsin had at least 10 such institutions. Many kids were also sent to boarding schools in other states, including Carlisle Indian Industrial School in Pennsylvania. When Oneida Councilmember Kirby Metoxin visited the school, he says he wasn't prepared to find Oneida children in its cemetery. He worked to have 3 brought home, but he says 4 remain.
Paul Wheelock, Jemima John, Frank Green, and Melissa Metoxin. I wanted to make sure that we said those names so that we know these children are our tribal members.
The U.S. Department of Interior announced a national investigation into Indian boarding schools earlier this year. Megan Hart, Wisconsin Public Radio.